chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited, you guys. So we had a little technical difficulty. I apologize, but we're here. So I'm posting right now so everybody know that we are live and going. For those of you that were listening to the nice music that was playing, that's good too. But now we are live. So I'm excited about that. So tell all your friends to tune in, tell a friend, all of that stuff. You know how we do. But let's go right into, wait, let me just get this straight. Gina G, you on with me?
I am here with you.
All right. Do you have any weather for us today?
Do I have any what now? Weather?
Any weather report for us today?
Well, the weather report today here in lovely Virginia is going to be up to 89 today with a cloud. How are you doing down there in D.C., Gina? Is it raining? Are you guys getting that rainstorm that we just had yesterday?
Well, we had it yesterday, and it's going to come back today. So our weather today in D.C. is 78 degrees with expected showers this afternoon. Going into the evening time throughout the night, we're waking up Thursday with showers. It's funny because we're taking the boys to Busch Gardens tomorrow, and when we come back from Busch Gardens, it's all sun. But today we're there, it's going to be all rain. Go figure that. But we have a reason for that, and I'm going to announce that later while we're coming back on Friday. Got a couple events going on this weekend. We're going to tell you guys about it. Detroit, Michigan, you are 76 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 79 degrees, and you're sunny, which is great for you guys. You got partly cloudy in Dallas, Texas, 89. No, your high is going to be 96 degrees, and you got thunderstorms coming throughout the evening as well. I guess you guys are getting a piece of that. London, you are rainy, rain, 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 and more rain. And you are now at 65 is your high right now. You're going to wake up to 50 degrees and partly sunny, which is a great break for you. Los Angeles, California, you are 64 degrees and cloudy. Y'all are cold. What is going on? I don't understand. I'm a little confused. Your high is going to be 73 degrees today. That is all for California. I am in shock. Okay, Augusta, Georgia, you are cloudy, 79 degrees. Your high is going to be 89 degrees, and you're cloudy, cloudy, cloudy. Miami, 87 degrees. That is going to be your high. You're partly cloudy. And South Australia, 40 degrees is your high right now. You're waking up to all sun, no clouds. 35 degrees is what you're waking up to. Kenya, you are 90 degrees, mostly sunny, and
yes,
that's your high.
Yes.
Yeah, that's hot. But you're going to have thunderstorms tomorrow, so be prepared for that. 73 degrees is what you're waking up to. Hawaii, I got to go there and visit you guys. 56 degrees, partly cloudy, and your high is going to be 68, which I'm shocked. I'm very shocked in Hawaii. Oh, my God. You guys are waking up to 53 degrees. What in the world is going on with our climate? Puerto Rico, my Puerto Rican friends in New York, New Jersey, also in Miami, and Puerto Rico itself. You guys, and also in Florida, can't forget you guys. Okay, so you guys are 81 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 83 degrees, partly cloudy. I'm confused about that too, but I'll take it. Listen, if you don't know, if I haven't mentioned anything about your continent, your city, your state, your nation, know that no matter what weather it is, no matter what's going on, you are all good. You know why? Because God is in control of everything. So no matter what's happening, no matter how you're feeling, no matter what you're thinking, he still got you, all right? And he loves you, and so do we. Right, Gina G?
He sure does, and so do we.
Well, listen, we're going to take a break from our sponsor, John Eckhart's new book. Stay tuned and listen to that. And then I'll be back with Ministerial Moment. And then we got Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. What she say? She got the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. Hey, she got the Trinity. All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back after this sponsor message. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Well, 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 here's the ministerial moment, you guys. So I had a flat tire last week, okay? Oh my God, I've never had a flat tire before. And I was so frustrated because I was on my way to go to a client. I had just left one. I was on my way to another one. I was at least 45 minutes away from the city during rush hour, mind you. And, you know, I sat there and I got the AAA to come out there. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, the AAA is coming. How long is that going to take? Am I going to have to cancel? I've thought about money. I thought about my son's graduation. I thought about things I had to do and trips I'm trying to take and seeds I'm trying to sow and all of these things. You know how your mind just go. I mean, from one thing to the next thing, you done got a whole movie and a series of movies, scripts out of your thoughts, just sitting there in a panic or a worry or whatever. And this is the thing that God really, really, that scripture always, and I know you guys hear this. This is really Dr. Gina's radio chat. Really the slogan and the foundation of this radio show is lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of thy ways and he will direct your path and he will lead you, you know, to prosperity and goodness, you know, and fruitfulness and all of these things and peace and joy. And so, you know, and I know this scripture and I can see it when I'm good and I have to literally dig down through all of the mess and pull it out when I need it, like when I was sitting in that car with that flat tire. So I'm sitting there and I had to really think about it. And I said, you know what? These are the things that I'm thankful for. One, I'm thankful that I wasn't on the highway. I was literally in a residential area on a residential street safely. It was no harm. I didn't have to get out and get nobody to push me. Nothing. It was just like the tire popped and I rolled to park. That's just how it happened. And slow motion. So I was thankful about that. I was thankful that the AAA came within 30 minutes. I was thankful that I was able to go immediately. I had the money, you know, and because most people don't have, something happens, they don't have money, you know, to get things done. I was thankful that I had the money to go and get a tire. I was thankful that I had a spare tire. It was so many things that I was just thankful for. And all this did was take maybe an hour and 20 minutes of my life. It just took that much time away that from my plan. I'm not going to say my life because it was, my steps was ordered, but it took that much little time for me that I didn't plan to happen and God restored it and happened. So what I'm saying to you and the reason why this is that scripture, lean not, and it's Proverbs 3:5. The reason why it's so important to me is because during the time that I started this radio show, I was going through a serious financial struggle. I mean, to me. Now, to somebody else, I mean, serious could be, you know, sleeping in a car on the street or whatever. But for me, where I was at and in my situation, for me, that was a strain for me and a very challenging time. And I just remember God teaching me how to just take each day and stay in the now, stay in the moment. Be thankful for what you're allotted each day and watch how I move in your life. And I'm telling you, every single day he moved in me and my son's life. Every day we kept a roof over our head. I mean, it was to the point I couldn't pay anything. I couldn't pay my bills, but I had favor with the landlord. I stayed in, we had a roof over our head. I was over $10,000 in debt with just living, and God paid every dime of that. I mean, right at the end when it was like I couldn't, it was no more room to go. Like it had come to the end where he was like, okay, you made it through these months. I mean, because literally it was a whole year, like a whole 12 months. And I went through these, and 12 is governmental order for kingdom, is positioning you, right? And so I don't know what's going on. All I know is I've been fasting and praying and tithing and giving and sowing and ministering and giving and doing everything and trying to do it right and falling short, but getting back up and my efforts and all of this stuff. And what I'm saying to you is that scripture meant so much to me because it taught me how, and even though I struggle because, you know, we still got generational stuff. We still have things that we've been taught, things that we picked up, habits and stuff like that. So it takes a journey to transform your mind. You know what I'm saying? Because things are going to happen. Life is going to happen like the tire. You know, things are going to fall short. Things are not going to go always according to your plan. Your kids are not going to always act up. You're going to feel some loneliness sometime, even with a marriage, even with family. You're going to go through things like Gina G. We're going to talk about your accident, unexpected. You know, you're going off your day and life just happens. And this is where digging in for something positive. Okay, let me look at the positivity of the situation. You know, God knows everything. What is good out of this? What can I learn out of that? And I know it sounds like a lot, but if you just quiet your flesh down and just really get into what is in you already, and those are the promises of God, he will not let you down at all. He will not let you down. And some things that you just can't do anything about, and you just have to trust and let him do it and really trust that he's going to work it all through and work it out. But I say all that to say is that I got back on the road. I didn't miss any money. I didn't lose anything. I had my life. You know, things went on, and I'm thankful. And even like just with starting the show, you know, back to that, I'm going to end it with this. When I was going through that, God, I heard him so clear in my prayer. He said, I want you to start a radio show. And I was just like, oh man, I don't even know where that came from, because I'm still trying to figure out what my portion is for the day. Be relaxed, Gina. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like I'm praying and trying to stay focused for the now. You know, like we got to eat. I still got my car. Thank God. Ain't nobody come get it. I still got a cell phone. I still got cable. And I'm just like, you know, praying that the rug ain't going to be pulled out from, you know what I'm saying? Even months doing this, it still was a strengthening thing for me. But he told me to start this show. And I'm telling you, I found Doug and Dawn, and they have been a blessing to me and Gina G and the rest of Dr. Gina's radio chat ever since. The show just kept picking up and picking up. And what I loved about connecting with, I could have went with any network, but what God wanted me to do was connect with visionaries and connect with people that were go-getters and had some hustle about them. And so it wouldn't be just me doing all the work and somebody taking from me. It was the fact that they had a vision about their network, and I was able to connect with, I had to get bigger for them because they were getting bigger. So it was like I had to match, but God had already equipped everything. He connected me with my manager. He connected me with people, the celebrities and stuff that you guys hear on here. And then he connected me with Gina G. I'm so thankful. for the journey, y'all. And I don't want to cry, but I'm telling you, sometimes you just have to, not sometimes, all the time. And I know it's hard. You have to surrender it all to God. And it is hard, I'm telling you. And even just recently with ministry, I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm supposed to focus on this. Maybe I'm supposed to focus on that. I've been dating, and maybe it's the relationship time, and maybe, and I'm missing doing the things that I normally would do, because we get caught up in routine and we want to do the same thing all the, because we get comfortable. We know what we're doing every day. This is what we're doing. This is how we've been doing it. It's worked before, but we, to get a fresh anointing, sometimes we got to get shook up. Sometimes we have to get pulled in another direction by God. And the only way he can do it is stop a flow in an area that we're so accustomed to drinking from. When he's got better living water, fresh water, fresh wine, or new wine, we'll keep drinking from the old supply instead of going to the new supply, because we don't know what it is, or we don't know how it's going to happen. Let me just tell you, leaning not on my own understanding, but acknowledging him, and he will direct my path. It worked again yesterday because I was so tired. And then I went to a conference, and then it was raining like I don't know what. And normally I am in the bed. You know that, Gina. I'm normally in the bed by 6:30 or 7 o'clock, but I got up and went out in the rain and a bunch of traffic for rush hour. And I went to this conference, and I'm telling you, it blessed my life. A door, an opportunity came open. And I will, you know, just as God continue to order the steps and continue to direct me, I will let God, you know, let you guys know. But I'm just saying, I'm so thankful. It was so heavy on me that I when I slept last night, it was like I was living it. I was living the word that was actually spoken to me, and the door that had opened for me, and it was so real, and I was so excited. But anyway, that's the ministerial moment today. I pray that you guys really, really look at that scripture, let it take root in your soul and in your heart and in your mind. Because when things do happen that challenge your trust and your faith in God, you'll have to pull on that. That is, and that he would do it. And this is another one. He would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever think or have seen. He will do it abundantly. Huh? Come on, somebody. Anyway, this is a promise. So listen, and he's a father that cannot lie, and he will not, and he can't. He can't even lie, because lying ain't even in him. He just can't do it.
Nope.
So how about that? You still have a father that can't lie. Now, you can lie, but he can't lie. So, you know, you be lying to yourself, but he ain't going to lie to you. That's for sure. So the devil is a lie, but God is not. All right. This has been Ministerial Moment. I love you guys for listening. And then we'll be right back, because we got Trinity with Gina T. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stannis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, all right. Well, listen, this message from Gina G and the Trending T is brought to you by Performance Endurance Gear. Yes, Performance Endurance Gear is the fitness gear that you need for your lifestyle. If you are a bicyclist, am I saying that right? Bicyclist, because I don't cycle. But if you are bicyclist, if you are a fitness guru, if you are a fitness enthusiast, if you are a weight trainer, if you are a fitness, personal fitness trainer, or if you are a yoga instructor or Zumba, Zamba, tomato, tomato, whichever one you are, Performance Endurance Gear is the place that you want to order your fitness apparel, your cycling apparel, your lifestyle apparel, and so much more. You need to go ahead and contact Performance Endurance Gear at www.performanceendurancegear.com. Again, www.performanceendurancegear.com. And you can check them out on at Performance Endurance Gear on Instagram. PEG, baby. All right. Here's to you, Gina G.
Now, first of all, I cannot deal, okay? Because I just
made a tomato. Zumba, I don't know.
I wasn't ready for tomato, but I loved it. I'm sorry, y'all. Sometimes it's live radio, people, okay? And things happen. And this is just, that was just the funniest thing to me. I'm so sorry, y'all. Please forgive me. Okay, I think I'm ready. Zumba Zamba, I think I'm ready for either one that you want to do, tomato, tomato. Okay, so it's Juneteenth. Beautiful people. I know, you laugh because it's funny. Juneteenth today, you guys. Hello, whoop, whoop. June 19th is Juneteenth. If you don't know what Juneteenth is, guess what? Your girl Gina G about to let you know. Juneteenth is Independence Day or Freedom Day, which I say freedom-ish, but we ain't going to go there. Freedom Day, an American holiday that commences June 19th, 1865, announcement of the abolition of slavery in the U.S. state of Texas. So today in 1865, we was free. We's free, Lord. They let us start doing things that we were already doing, reading and writing. So I just want to celebrate Juneteenth. I pretty much try to do it every year, and I know with America and, of course, the gun violence and, you know, all of the police brutality and things that happen in America, but we are free. So I am thankful for that freedom. We are free to record. We are free to prosecute. We are free to protest. And so with that being said, happy Juneteenth to all of my people, because we's free. Now, there was a case going on. Hopefully you guys have the internet and have been on the internet. But Phoenix police officers, I don't know if you guys have seen this video of this young couple who were at the Dollar Tree. Listen to me very carefully, because this is my news today, and this is where I'm going to end it at, okay? Because we running low, but this is it on Freedom Juneteenth Day. They were at the Dollar Tree. And they had their three children, or the two children with them. One was four, one was, I think, maybe two, and the young lady is pregnant with another child. They were followed by the police all the way to their apartment complex. Once they pulled her to their apartment complex, when I tell you guys that the police used excessive force and excessive language on these two young, I mean, they had to have been maybe 22 years old. They pulled the gentleman out of the car. They then commenced to making this woman put her child on the ground. They were asking her to put her hands up, and she's like, I have my child in my hands. The baby doesn't walk, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, people, the moral of the story is Jay-Z is and Roc Nation are now behind this young couple because the police officers involved in this case didn't get anything but death duty. They didn't get any pay reduced. They didn't get a smack on the hand. They didn't get anything but, okay, so this week you'll be at the desk. You won't be in the field. So now that Jay-Z and Roc Nation is involved, they are trying to get these two police officers fired. So I just want to send love and prayer to this young couple. This happens, people, in America more than not. It is just now being filmed. And for you to be, abused or police brutality at such a young age with your young children, I can't imagine being 4 years old and I have a police officer with a gun in my face. This all started from the four-year-old taking a $1 doll out of the Dollar Tree. So I just want you guys to be aware today. You know, I mean, it's Juneteenth. I want people to really dig into their history today. That's the word that I have for you. That's my news. That's my tea. Because the MTV Awards, they were on yesterday. And you know what? That has nothing. There's bigger problems than who won an award of popcorn, which I am, you know, congratulations. But we ain't going into all that. It's Juneteenth. And I want people today, if you could, for me, is go ahead and just learn a little bit of your history and get involved today. Get involved with your community. Get involved with, you know, summer programs with these kids, because I'm telling you, it starts at home. We can't expect the teachers, the police. We can't expect any of those people to raise our children. We have to do it. So today on Juneteenth, where we're kind of freedom-ish, that's my new thing, we freedom-ish, I want you guys to just take a moment and kind of just dig into history. Dig into Juneteenth if you don't have any idea of what it is. And let's do better, people. And we have to start at home and with ourselves. That's all I got to say, Dr. Gina, because, you know, it's so much going on, but there's more important things. So forgive me if you guys are looking for the juice today and the hot tea and the hot gossip, which this is hot enough. So I hope this burns your tongue and you're gonna read up on Juneteenth.
Well, you know what? It's a lot going on, like you said, because I think that they're trying to fight and pass a bill where they'll actually teach more about our Black history, going in more depth and things like that. So that's a good thing. A lot of people are getting more involved in community work, which is so great. T.I. and Atlanta and some. Many other people that we don't hear about. I know that Kim Kardashian is going in deep. We're doing more stuff too. She's doing something with Lyft, where they're going to be driving. You heard about that? Where they're going to be driving people, reform people, or whatever people. Period. That need to. Mm-hmm. They want to get jobs and stuff like that. So she's really committed to this, and I'm really thankful that it's a lot of people that are doing this now. And it's just wonderful. I mean, you can tell when it's somebody doing something because they're just like so in it, they can't go. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm just in this thing, so I might as well go all the way.
That's how I feel when I see
T.I. and Kim. It's like, they just like, okay, it started off. I did want to make a difference, but you know what? We could take this a little bit further. And why not do this? And why not do that? You know?
Right. Yes, I'm so excited, Gina. So many things that this young generation, our kids' generation, they're going to have so much more than we have that it's just ridiculous. I'm just excited that the youth are more involved. It's not so much, you know, remember back in the 80s and early 90s, it was like the gang banging thing and, you know, it was all about drugs
and everybody was selfish. That was basically, it's all about money and cars and rims and what I'm talking about. The kits and all of that. Hey, Estelle.
But these kids don't worry about that no more. I mean, the music may be an influence in some way, but I really have, great hope in today's future and today's youth that things will change. And I love it. I'm really excited about it.
I'm excited about it too. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the generation because it's some things that I noticed that is quite different. But first, I want to introduce minister, poet, Estelle Monroe Gantt. She's got the spoken word for us today. But first, we want to just say, how you doing, Estelle?
How you doing, Dr. Gina?
We're doing great, girl. We are doing great.
Hey.
But Estelle, you know, I was talking about, what's the name of that sound system that they used to get in there? Bose bass? It started with a B. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, Bose.
Oh, Bose. Okay.
isn't that it? I think it's Bose.
I know it's B-O-S-E, I think. I don't know. Because it was all about guy stuff. The rims, the kits, the painting the cars and the tires and the girl, and the BMWs, all of that stuff. It was all about that and getting your car washed and selling dope. That's all I know.
Right. Yeah.
And popping bottles and carrying them big old battery phones. That's all I remember back in the day. And fur coats and nothing but furs and minks and jackets and full
gators.
We said at the same time. And gators, absolutely.
My mama used to be so mad at my daddy, honey, with her pillowcases and her couch.
Over the Jerry.
Over the Jerry curl. Lord have mercy. I'm so glad we are free from that hair. Amen. Yeah, amen to that.
Who tried to put us in shackles with that?
Who had the Jerry curl?
Well, my I didn't have it, but I dated a guy that had it. It was short.
Oh, and
it
was my daddy had a long one and the muscle shirts with the little like tank top, you know.
Oh, wow.
But my friend had a Jerry curl driving a Porsche, and he had long coins. So, you know, I did not care nothing about that drip.
My Jerry curl.
He bought me my first car, so I don't care.
Oh, my Lord. Y'all Google Jerry curls if you don't know. It's Juneteenth. Google everything.
He had
a Porsche, so...
Yes, young doing it big, but you know, that was back in the days. But that's just the difference between a generation then and a generation now. One generation polluted the nation, and the other one is trying to clean it up. So that's basically what it is. I mean, that's the reality of it all. So anyway, tell us about, I mean, don't y'all see it that way? It was a drug flow in the generation in the 80s and the 90s and 2000s. Mm-hmm. And then now we got a generation that's ego-friendly and trying to be vegan and save lives.
And,
so I think it's totally...
you can't buy cigarettes. You know they're moving the cigarette purchase age to 21 in America.
Praise God.
Yeah, so things are changing, y'all. Things are a changing.
I didn't even notice cigarette smoking. No offense, anybody. I used to smoke cigarettes, so I'm just saying. I didn't even know that was still a thing. I thought those things and those, I don't know, them other little, I don't even know what it is. Them little things with the smoke that come out, but that's not really nicotine. I don't know what it is. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I thought cigarettes were played out. That's what I thought.
Oh, no. Oh, no,
Okay, I didn't know. Okay, I don't know, because I don't smoke. And I don't see that many people smoking anymore, so I don't know. But anyway, shifting gears from that, because I don't want to hurt anybody that smokes cigarettes' feelings, and you know I got nothing but love for you, and I used to smoke, too, for a long time. I just don't anymore.
Dr.
20
Gina,
years, 20-plus years of my life.
Tomato.
Probably like,
tomato,
I think I smoked cigarettes for 35 years. That's a long time.
I used to smoke cigarettes too, Dr. Gina.
Yeah. I mean, but God just took it out my, I don't know. I just don't smoke anymore. But moving on to this 5 minute of spoken word. Can y'all hear my snap?
Let me get it.
Yeah, get it. Okay, we ready for it. What you got for us, Estelle?
So today, I would like to dedicate this particular poem to women who had to make a tough decision, and I'm being real, who had to make a tough decision between the man and the mission. Because sometimes we make the wrong choice. So... this is dedicated to a special friend of mine who was actually in this position right now. She's really torn between doing what God said and the man that she wants to be with. So the name of this poem is called A Woman Torn. Mm-hmm. So it goes, he conveniently slid in my DM. Pursuing dialogue, he immediately asks when I can see him or if I would even see him at all. For the sake of confidentiality, we will simply call him Paul. His social media pictures reveal that he was more than a snack, he was a meal. But I must not become a product of my environment because Paul was not for personal association, but he was my assignment. Revelation confirmed that he needed deliverance from contemporary confinement. God showed me that the content was not as important as the context. Even though he had an X on his chest, life was his kryptonite. He was not my Mr. Right. but my loneliness was undeniable and my wanting him was justifiable. You know how we do. Sometimes God will provide my mystified blessings and we end up instead with a painful lesson. See, forbidden fruit is cute until the apple is bitten. Have you ever thought that sometimes behind the sexy man is a devil hidden? God is not slack concerning his promises for you, but you must learn to trust that this much is true. Time can be your worst enemy when you are hopeful for love. Time can also be a death penalty when your gift is not from above. So what do you do when your faith is warring and you are torn between the man and the mission? You count the cost of your decisions and remember that some choices in life are expensive and stay woke to the comprehensive fact that when you say you believe God, you will be tested in what you know versus what you like. Because sometimes our appetite can be contrary to the very thing God has for us. We all know how determined, detrimental it is to be a woman scorned, but it's dangerous to be a woman torn. Torn between the man and the mantle. But the trick is not in the situation, it's in the struggle to wait. A woman torn.
Mmm. I love it.
Have you been there? Have you been there?
Come on now.
People. And she told me, she said, Estelle, one of the things I like about you, you know my situation and you not judge me. I told her, why would I judge you? I said, girl, I've been there. I've been torn.
Yep.
And let me put it out there for you, Gina G. And I didn't always make the right decision when I was torn either.
That's right. You never do.
That's
you
right.
You never do because you're torn. Because if you weren't torn, you would have made the right decision in the first place.
That's right. And let me say this to my sisters. You know, sometimes we really downplay the trickery of the devil. And we say, oh, you know, we use all these smooth cliches. But the truth is, the devil know your appetite, and the devil know what you like, and the devil know how you like it. Mm-hmm. And when he put what he's putting on your trap, trust me, it's going to be just the way you like it. So you just have to make a choice.
You do. Every
well,
day.
That's the truth.
Every day.
Yes.
Well, I love you. Tell everybody where they can follow you, Estelle.
You can find me on Facebook at what's my name on Facebook? Estelle
Monroe Gant.
Yeah, Estelle Monroe Gant. I gotta put that Gant on there because I finally made the right choice. And you can also find me on Twitter at @4 Real Gant, GANTT.
I love it. Well, you got to stay connected so you know exactly when Minister Poet Estelle Monroe Gant is going to be joining us again. She comes on every month and you don't want to miss her segment, 5 minutes spoken word. It's 5 minutes, but it is so power packed. Go and follow her right now. Thank you so much, girl.
Love you, family.
Love you too, sister. Thank you for all you do. Love you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was cute. Bye-bye. All right, listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got to go with what she said. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hello, what's going on, family? This is Darlene McCoy, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Ms. Darlene. Okay, so listen, what she say is sponsored again by Performance Endurance Gear, but guess what? They just got a flyer. They're having a pop-up shop this Friday and Saturday, June 21st and the 22nd. Pop-up in D.C. You want to be there because there's going to be some giveaways while supplies last. And the address is 1501 M Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. Again, 1501 M Street, Northwest. Poppier Place is what it's called. And that's where the pop-up shop is going to be. Performance Endurance Gear is doing a pop-up this Friday and Saturday at from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. You definitely want to be there. You don't want to miss it. I'll be there. Gina G's going to be there. And you need to be there, too, at Performance Endurance Gear Pop-Up. All right. what she say, Gina G?
You know what? What she say is going to go, I'm going to play off a little bit of what you were talking about in your ministerial minute, Gina. And I really just want people today, you know, to love yourselves, love your family members, because tomorrow is not promised. As you were saying earlier, I got in an 8-car pileup accident on Saturday. Life was good. The sun was shining. I just dropped my son off. Hey, family, kiss, kiss. Me and my husband were on our way to enjoy our Father's Day weekend, and then boom, just like that. I'm telling you people that your life can change in just a moment. Dr. Gina survived her tire blowout, but it could have been 1,000 times worse because we've heard stories of it being so. So today, you guys, I just want you just to love up on everybody that you know and that you see, because I promise you tomorrow is not promised, and it can change. Life can change just like that. So, I mean, yeah, I said it, and I'm being a little sentimental today because we freedom mission, you know, tomato, tomato, but hey, love on somebody today because tomorrow is not promised, and I cannot wait to love up on Dr. Gina when I see her at this pop-up with the performance gear leggings on, because I'm going to get me some. And yeah. I'm just, you know, we got to be thankful, people. We got to be thankful and stay prayed up, because he can do exceedingly abundantly, and that's his word. So just be prepared and stop praying and ain't prepared. Pray and be prepared and prepare to pray. There you go.
That's there it. You go. That's it. And so before we start telling them our social media and what you got going on this weekend as well, because you got something going on, what do they need to do with Alexa and Google Play?
Well, you know, of course, what you can do with Alexa, you can always let Alexa say, hey, Alexa, Gina's Radio Chat, please. And all of Alexa is good. I'm sorry, not all of Alexa. I'm calling you Alexa, Gina. And also, Gina, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat will play. You can also say Google Play, Gina's Radio Chat, BBS Radio. Listen, people, we are all over right now. Our numbers are growing, over 1 million listeners. Tell a friend to tell a friend to share. Alexa, Google, whoever you got, holla at them and say Gina's Radio Chat. And you, poof. Dr. Gina and Gina G will be in your ears.
And you can download the BBS Radio app. You can always have the app with you wherever you go, and you can join us anytime. You can listen to archives. You don't never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So what you got going on this weekend, Gina?
Well, this weekend I'm definitely going to be at the pop-up shop that's going to be down there in D.C. I love pop-up. I love it.
I know.
I'll be
it.
Down there like in D.C. getting me some leggings and whatever else goodies he has. And then later on Saturday evening, I have a show. I'm hosting a comedy show in Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is about maybe an hour and a half from D.C. So be up and down that coast this weekend. I'm so excited for it. Our boys will be together tomorrow at Busch Gardens with this 40% chance of rain.
Yeah.
But either way, you know, me and my sister are going to be together bringing you guys some new things. We got some new stuff in store for Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So you guys definitely be on the lookout. Follow me, Gina G2Funny, on Instagram, Gina G the number 2, and Gina G T O O Funny on Facebook, you guys. Come on.
And I'm on all social media. Thank you for helping my Instagram, you guys, Gina R. Prince, and then Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook. I'm on Twitter and all this stuff, Gina R. Prince, Dr. Gina R. Prince. But listen, we got to go, you guys. It was fun. Sorry about the technical difficulty earlier, but listen, we always make it happen. Thanks to BBSRadio.com. You got to stay connected, you guys, to see what's going on and see and just see us grow and continue to help us grow. You guys are growing with us, so we love you for that. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. This is part of your destiny. Let's enjoy the journey together. Loving you until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.